The weekly conversations with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously, religious groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Hello again to everyone. Welcome to our room and weekly conversation. As usual, we are here to have a conversation together and answer questions you might have about our teachings. Of course, first you have to know our teachings and then come here. Of course, we can talk about the things that has been covered in our teachings, which is from very mundane thing in life to the highest realization of the goal of life, which is to become divine, to become divine. And of course, to become divine is to follow eternal divine path. Either you are already divine and following the eternal divine path is easy for you and you can follow it, or you follow eternal divine path and become divine. And of course, the path also unifies our religions together. And for the first time, humanity can come together and realize there is only one God. There is not separation between humans and human, and can bring peace and tranquility and unity as all humans longing to have it on earth. And we indeed need it very badly, especially in this time, that we can not only destroy ourselves once, we can destroy ourselves 50 times. And of course, that is even getting worse. And the ability of many, many nations now that they can create great damage to humanity, the only way is to recognize that we are all children of one God. And we should recognize and realize how he directed the history to this point, and it is his story, and he indeed preferred a part of the humanity to the other parts because they have been great souls. But now there is equity, which is, we can see, has come to humanity for since World War II. And now is the time for human to recognize more and more there are essence of God, and they have to respect each other because of that essence, and educate themselves to become courteous, just, and understanding from each other, and therefore they can come together and become one. Therefore, this is the message of peace and education and explanation of many things that human did not know and could not know to this point. And if they understand these things, they will see indeed there is in a spirit, a consciousness, a supreme mind that has guided creation to this point, and if humans keep their ego, they will suffer themselves. God does not make humans suffer. Humans suffer by keeping their ego and separating themselves from these understandings, and anything separates any part of the universe from any other part, it surely is not from a spirit or God. Therefore, we have to recognize God is everything. We cannot separate a part of it and say this is God, but this is not God, or this is more God, this is not more God. But of course, there is a part of the universe which has fallen away from that misunderstanding, and they have the delusion of being separated from the rest, and therefore they create separation and destruction and disunity and bring sufferings to themselves and others. And that is what the lesson of the history is for last 12,000 years, especially 6,000 years, that human has been at each other's throat, and they were creating wars that is supposed to be the last war, and it has not happened, and it will not happen, because we can see in history those who have dominated will dominated, dominating will become dominated, and those who dominate later on become the people who, or the people who dominated will become the people who dominate, and this cycle is going on and on. And this is the lesson humanity have to understand, that domination, ego, separation, destruction will not bring peace and unity for them, but understanding God's plan will unify them, and eventually we will have one earth then can live with each other and reach to the space indeed. Therefore, their aggression maybe can be directed toward conquering other planets, make them livable, and etc., etc., that we have been talking about it for a long time. Therefore, this is the way out, physically, mentally, spiritually, individually, and collectively for human. It is the guiding light for man to stop destroying themselves. And those who, of course, resist it, they delay the implementation of this truth, and they, of course, make mistakes because they only know a part of the whole truth. That is explained many times in chapter 10, verse 7, and many places in the Bible and the scriptures of God. Only the whole truth will come at the end time, after the seventh seal is opened. And now we have the whole picture and the truth that has come from God, and now it is not only has been revealed, but is perfected and complete for humanity. It has been revealed, written, done, corrected, revised, and brought many input from many, many people who have come here and asked questions, or brought to us places that might have been not completed. And eventually this revelation is now complete, and if you really understand it, it gives you answer to every question you might ever had. Scientifically, psychologically, governmentally, politically, you know, the community, the relationship in the between couples and marriage and children, and how we can create an environment. Eventually we can create children that they grow up learning how to share, how to care with, you know, instead of, you know, teaching them to be number one. And of course not everybody can be number one, and they create a stress and competition that eventually bring great diseases into them. Indeed, the stress is the reverse of grace. When we don't receive grace, we create the stress. The same energy, which is grace, when it's misused and is not directed toward godliness and become a channel for the higher energy, it becomes stress. And one of the problem of the modern life, of course, is a stress, because we really are not godly or don't bring God in anything in our lives. And we are not divine. We are not trying to meditate and know thyself or ourselves. We don't have time. We just have to wake up in the morning, get a cup of coffee and some very unnutritional breakfast and rush out of the door, do this and do that whole day and come night tired and watch a couple of programs in television which tell us buy this, buy that and do this and do that and everything is not ungodly is okay but everything is godly is not. And therefore, we wonder why we have so much stress, because our life is not based on godliness. And therefore, the very grace is supposed to bring us peace and calmness and unity become a stress. And the only way out of that is, again, the communities of light, where people share with one another and create an environment that they can get out of that rat race and eventually create an environment that people become godly and they meditate, they know themselves, they create communities of light, they sacrifice for it, they surrender and submit to the will of God for them, and they shatter all narrowness of the mind and become universalists. Then they can create an environment for themselves and others that they also can become godly, and eventually we create an environment that stress is no more, but will be replaced with the grace. And when it will be replaced with the grace, the life becomes a joy of progressing physically, mentally, and spiritually, and being prepared when the time of leaving this body comes, we are ready to go to the higher consciousness or to God, or pure consciousness, and therefore we know we have done a good job in our life and we spend a productive life that took us to the higher level at the time of death. Because if we did not, at the time of death, we don't want to leave this body because we're attached to a lot of things and it's not going to happen. So again, we can see, you know, this teaching solves human, even psychological problem, and the stressful lives that we live, and the way we see a lot of people psychologically become, you know, completely disoriented or cut off from the rest of humanity, and they feel lonely and unappreciated or left out, or they eventually suicide, or they live a life of completely loneliness, because they have not learned how to create a rapport and oneness with other people. But in communities of light, they will not have these problems that we have now have on Earth. And again, we can see this is the way out. This is for humanity to come together, learn to live with each other, help one another, become more community-oriented and bring this teaching in the lives. Of course, you become a source of that unity. When you follow eternal divine path, other people will come to you and you can create a unity between them. But of course, you have to create that unity in yourself first and not using God's words to create even more dividing environment. And of course that goes meditation and seeing yourself clearly. Why am I lonely? Why nobody wants to be my friend or be close? Maybe I should look at myself instead of looking at other people and blaming them for what is my problem. So we can see, you know, this is being given to humanity to progress even in the psychological level. So if you really understand this teaching, you will see no matter who you are, what is your religion, how intellectual you are, or how away from you are from realizing that you are a spirit, and you have rejected religions, not the truth. I rejected religion because they're dogmas. They don't make sense. They're not logical. So we can see that we have to recognize these things. Apparently there is a question. Okay, Carl is asking, okay, are we all divine? Divines are those who follow eternal divine path. If we were all divine, we wouldn't have this creation. We would not be in the body, and there would not have been any separation between us. It would have been one in a spirit and recognize each other's divinity and would have not created wars and destruction. There is two approach. Some people say we are already divine. That's why if you look at the wording for the meaning of Hari Om Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam, it says the goal of the life is to be parentheses come close parenthesis divine. Because some people say we are already divine. Aren't we all from God and we have essence of God? Yes, we do. But also we have ego that acts like an umbrella and it is at the top of our head and it cuts the grace and unity and oneness with God for us, and therefore also our essence is divine. Our essence is come from God, that divinity, but because of our illusion of separation from God, we do not know it, we do not recognize it, we even reject God because we have in such a delusion of separation from God. Therefore, we say we are all divine and not considering the ego. You might actually create a bigger ego and you say, just like many people come to our room and say, I am God. And you have the potential to manifest God's quality, which is compassion, humility. Actually, the person comes to that room and say, I am God. You can see right there a big ego that I am God and nobody else is. But a recognized and realized soul realizes not only he or she is God, but everyone else also has that the essence and potential to become divine or become God or godly. Therefore, that is why the Christ said that, that you are gods, okay? You have that essence, but you have not completely cleared yourself to realize and recognize that you have the quality of God in you, but you will manifest it if you have humility. And Christ also said, he who is the humblest is the greatest in my kingdom. And if you are not humble, of course, you think you are God and you separate yourself from other people. Again, that's not from God, that's from ego and ego trip. And therefore you can see that the potential is there, but not everybody is divine. Everything is God, but not everything is in pure consciousness. That is why the word become tells you that you have to become it. You have the potential to become God, but you are not there yet. Just like a seed that can become a beautiful flower, but you can say the seed is a flower yet. It has to be put in the ground and it should grow and become a beautiful flower later on. Therefore, with this understanding, we see we have the potential to manifest godliness, and godliness, of course, humility, understanding, the ability to manifest God's spirit through ourselves so other people see that spirit in you and they recognize God is coming through you, and therefore they see, yes, I also want to have that spirit of oneness with everyone. So, with this understanding, we will not just say, oh, I am divine, without putting any effort to recognizing we have the potential to become it, and therefore we create a big ego by thinking we are great, we are number one, we are this and that, and this, of course, that is a silly delusion, and delusion, of course, creates separation from godliness. Again, this room is for everybody. Come here and let us have a conversation, and also realize and recognize how this revelation is the will of God that has been prophesied to come to humanity, and by recognizing that, you will realize that this is the only way to back home. Again, Carl is asking, there are many paths to enlightenment. There is many individual that they have their approach to reach enlightenment, but there is only one path, and that path is the eternal divine path, and every other path falls into this path. And therefore, eternal divine path is the umbrella which under that individuals can find their own approach to go to God and become godly. That is what the lesson of this revelation is. This revelation has been, foretold to come for thousands of years. And now New Ager come and say, well, if that is true, they know the truth, and the truth is that everybody has their own path. Okay, Carl, I'll let you have the mic and see what you have to say. But please stay on the topic.
Well, I disagree. Mr. Buddha teaches us there are many paths to enlightenment. And as we see in the world, there are many cultures and many religions. And the goal, like you say, of all these religions is selflessness, peace, tranquility, but there's many ways of getting there. Your way is just one way. There are many paths to enlightenment. I choose the atheist path. It works for me. It's strange. It's unique for Carl and other atheists, but nonetheless, it is my path to enlightenment. It's not your way. See fast, you're up.
Okay, well, Buddha didn't know about the eternal divine path. No other prophets knew about this revelation, and therefore they taught something that they received, and each of them is only 1/7 of the truth. And atheist is not a path. Atheist is the belief there is no God. And therefore, Buddha taught that the ultimate is reaching nirvana, nothingness, according to some people. So, but how to become and reach nirvana? How many people reach nirvana after Buddha? Very few people reach nirvana, and of course, because Indian teaching has so many gods, and he just had enough of gods. And therefore he said, just forget about God and know thyself. So he taught what he received in that time. Actually, the prophecy is when Maitreya comes, he teaches that things that even Buddha didn't know, and that is true. Go ahead, Sifas.
Can you do a simple explanatory thing about the Shelby reminder? by the lion, the lion of the great sign, please.
Yes, sure, The reminder, of course, is that we pay our salutation to Divine Father, who has helped all come from ignorance. See, that you approach God in the first verse, just like knowing thyself, connecting to Him, you know, and creating connection with God. And then, of course, it goes to open your heart to His grace, and of course, that is possible with creation of communities of light and sacrifice and surrendering and submission. Therefore, that is His will. Okay, and you promise to endeavor and, you know, help the whole universe. And that's another pledge that all the elects take, not to work for their own salvation, to go back to God, but take everyone back to God with themselves before they go in. And therefore, they become a Buddha Sattva, a person who delays their own salvation to help the rest of the universe to go to that level. Okay. And then, of course, you recognize that a lot of great souls, they have helped and will help to accomplish this revelation and the truth, and then you surrender and submit only to the greatest sign, which is the essence of our teachings, and therefore you do not really surrender and submit to any person, any individual, but you do that to a greater, you don't worship greatest sign. Greatest sign is not the subject of your worship, but you surrender to its meaning, which takes you to the pure consciousness, and also recognizing and realizing that, you know, you have to follow eternal divine path. Only then it confirms that there is only one God, and He is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Fine, and therefore you overcome attachment to any statue, any name, any form, and you concentrate in formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, which is the spirit, and that is what your concentration should be. Any other level will... Okay, I was informed that my sound was out. I hope you can hear me now. Okay. All right. Yeah, well, I was explaining the... All right. As you're explaining, does anybody want to tell me what verse I was in the reminder that was explaining? Where I was cut off? What verse? Did he explain that God is formless? Well, none came through. All right, well, okay, I had to add one talking about it for some time. Okay. All right, well, if you look at the reminder, it's talking about the we open our hearts, you know, to God's grace, the first verse. So it is the first seal. You have to create a connection with God, and open your heart to His grace, and therefore you're ready to, you know, receive His spirit, awakening of His spiritual forces. The second is, you know, that you adore and promise to endeavor to help the whole universe to reach higher consciousness. And that is the pledge of every Paravipra and Buddha Sattva, that you pledge yourself not to work for your own salvation, but to work for the salvation for the whole humanity first, before you can go to God or pure consciousness yourself. And therefore, that is the pledge of a Buddha Sattva pledge, that you will delay your own salvation, and therefore you create the communities of light, and surrender and submit to God, and become universalist, and on and on. And therefore, with all this thing, you become an instrument for God. Then, of course, you recognize there have been many great souls in the past, and those who will come in the future, who will help the humanity to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually, and go to a spirit and become a part of God. And therefore, you are having that pledge to recognize that there are great souls that will be Buddha sattvas, and they work toward becoming elect and sattvipras. And then of course you pledge that you will only recognize the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, and that is the only way you can unify anything that has shape, name, form on earth or in the universe will not be unifying you, and therefore you resist any form and shape or statue or persons or gurus or rabbis or fathers or mullahs. You go to God by yourself directly, and you surrender and submit only to form. You might listen to a lot of teachers or people who have something to say, but eventually you go to God directly in the spirit in your meditation, and therefore it can eliminate the grip of the teachers and gurus and mullahs and, you know, rabbis and lamas on human, you know, lives, okay? And of course, in that state only will unification come, and at the end, of course, you recognize that there's going to be beings that will teach this teaching to you, therefore you accept them as the teachers, but still you do not replace God with them, and therefore you are free from any attachment to something physical, and therefore you create separation from the highest. Therefore, reminder is a great invocation that frees humanity from many vices that has plagued many religion on earth. And with understanding this reminder and its meaning in depth, you free yourself to God and the spirit, and you do it once in the morning and once at night and many times between if you like, or later. It is up to you how many times you do it, but if you understand the teaching, every day you are pledging yourself to this truth twice a day, and therefore you can absolutely free yourself from many destructive ideas that has been existing for humanity for last 12,000 years. So reminder is a great invocation that really frees you. I hope that answers your question. Manpiri, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Hello. I was only asking if people do reincarnate, like in reincarnation, and they come back and they will learn the lesson sooner or later. They will learn their lesson. Why all the trouble? Why are all the people here to remind them and remind them and remind them? They will learn their lesson. That was my question.
Well, apparently you have not gone to our website, Monpere, and you have not studied our teaching. There has been a revelation and a plan for last 12,000 years that there will be a history and a period that God will direct humanity to the end time. And in this period, there are humans that they have progressed, they have meditated, they have longed to know the unity of our religions and eventually bring the kingdom of God on earth. Therefore, that is where we are at, and that this revelation is been prophesied to come, and now it is here, and humanity is being given the whole picture about God's plan. And therefore, the idea that we're going to learn our lessons, and therefore we don't need anybody, we don't need any prophet, any messiah, any teacher, any revelation from God, is a teaching that is the beginning of the path, that is to know thyself, to awaken your spiritual forces, and recognize and learn your lesson. But that is, there is more than just knowing thyself or learning your lesson. And there are people that never learn their lesson. They have been incarnated for last 12,000 years. Not only they haven't learned their lesson, they're getting worse. And therefore, they have to be stopped. And those people who have learned their lesson now are called to come and see these teachings and realize and recognize that God indeed is calling them to come together and create a kingdom of God on earth. And those who do not learn their lesson, of course, will not be reincarnated for 1,000 years. So that idea is a human-made idea, and God's idea is in the scriptures, and in our website it teaches you how you can. Well, if you are one of those, then you have to manifest. You see, you know me as a truthful one by recognizing indeed God has prophesied for this individual that this revelation come. I know you by your fruit, and your fruit means you manifest these teachings wherever you are. And the first step to manifest that is to become a contact person where you are. And where are you at? Where are you from? If you're from a place that you don't have any contact, even if you have a contact, you can become more contact, more than one you can have in any area, and then spread this message. Holland, okay. Well, that is a place. I don't know if we have a contact or not, but that is how you first of all, you have to understand our teaching, learn what we teach here, and realize that what you say is not incorrect. I'm not saying what you say is incorrect, but also there is more in just learning your lesson. There is a limitation in the period of the time that you can learn your lesson, and those who have learned their lesson now, their time is up. Those who learn their lesson, they are elects in this time. And if you are one of them, then read our teaching in a greater degree, and maybe you can get in touch with Adel Dharma. He's our contact, you know, in Europe, and also Ishvara. He is also a contact in Europe, and maybe all of you can come together and create a greater bound where you are. Yeah, so you can go to our website, and find out where our contacts are in Europe, and contact them, call them, send email together, become more one with each other, and eventually start working to each other. So the first step is to really recognize that what you say is truth. That is the thing a lot of humans and people who have religions and they are godly and they are seeking the truth, they have to recognize and realize what they have is the truth. What they have is, we're not saying what they have is not correct, but there is more into God's revelation and God's teachings, and therefore we can all recognize what you have is a part of a more truth that you did not know before. No human knew these teachings and what we reveal here to humanity before. So it's impossible for them to come and say we have the whole truth, because God said there is nobody knows the whole truth until the seventh angel comes. Okay, well, doesn't matter. I was Muslim myself. I was born in a Muslim community in Iran. And now I have this teaching which I recognize is even more than Islam. And it includes all religions of the world, and Islam, and Prophet Muhammad is accepted here as a great prophet which foretold by God to come. And he did. But even Prophet Muhammad himself knew that there is going to be other prophets to come. And he also said he did not reveal everything to humanity. Therefore, you are not losing your religion, no matter what religion you are in, but you are gaining the things even your prophet did not know. And now you can recognize and know the things even they long to know and they did not know. Very few prophets have seen the vision of the end time, and even they were told to seal it, to hide it from humanity until the coming of this revelation. And this revelation, therefore, is for every human to see that what they had is a part of a greater truth, and they have to recognize this truth. Sifas, and if before creating any community of light, should I create first my internal community of light? I mean, be in direct contact with God? Not necessarily. You can start by being a contact and contacting people to the mission, and at the same time working with the people around you to spread this mission to them and make them also become an elect and see themselves as people who want to follow eternal divine path. And as we go and become more spread out, hopefully we will reach a point that we will have the teachers and those who know the teaching well, and they can travel and go to different areas that their contacts are and help them to create the communities of light. That's what the job of the contacts are at this time, to spread this mission, to reach out, to find the people also are interested to see these teachings, and therefore create a environment, an environment that this teaching is being spread. The eventual reach out will come from the facilitating body, which are the people who have learned the teaching very well, and they are willing to go and travel and go to different communities and help the community to create communities of light. And of course, we, as we said many times, we need two kind of people, the supporters and the people who reach out to spread this mission. Supporters are those that they love the mission, they work, they have job, they are with their children or wife and a husband, and the people who don't have time to really dedicate their life completely to the mission, they are the ones, of course, they support mission wherever they are, they become contact, they spread the mission, they help the mission financially and physically and mentally, and therefore we have enough resources that we can choose from those who have the time to come and become people who can travel to reach to these contacts and help them to create communities of light. So the system is already being given. This facilitating body, of course, eventually will withdraw, because eventual manifestation of the hierarchy of the mission of Maitreya is from the communities of light, is from the people who are in the communities of light, and they will choose the leaders and eventually replace the facilitating body with the people who come from these communities of light. So your work and the people who are contact for the mission are, of course, you are also translating the mission material to Spanish language, which is great service for all the people who speak Spanish. We wish that there were people who would translate it in Arabic and Portuguese and many Russian and Chinese and all the language on earth. So our website would have all the material in all the languages that humanity could read and understand it. And that is a great service. And also, as a contact, your work at this time is just contact people and spread the mission. At this time, we are not even concentrating on the creation of the communities of light. We're concentrating to find the contact people and spreading this message and mission to more and more people, to reach a point that we have enough support group, and then, of course, after that, we can reach to humanity and start creating of the communities of light. There will be a time that the communities of light is gonna just pop up all over the earth, and suddenly we will have many, many communities will form all over the earth, and therefore we can create these communities like a mushroom. And but at this time we are coming very quietly to humanity. We are looking for the people who want to become contacts, those who want to support the mission. They see this vision clearly and understand this indeed it is the way out. Those who test my spirit and eventually agree that, you know, I'm not here to get rich out of this revelation or steal your money and run. This is something, it's going to stay here forever, and it's not going to go anywhere until it accomplishes its mission. And after you, of course, recognize and realize that the spirit is good, then you help it to spread everywhere with all your might. If you, of course, if you have the ability to create the communities of light, that's fine. You can start doing that, but it is not necessary at this time. The most important thing at this time is to reach out to those who can see this vision clearly. Indeed, at the end, when the this teaching is spread and the communities of light are going to be forming, it's much easier to create them, because there is support in the external world for them in a greater degree. But if you want to create the communities of light at this time, the external world is so opposed to what you are trying to do that you're going to have a very hard time to doing it, because a lot of people won't understand you. A lot of people don't know what your teachings are. They might even accuse you as being a cult, and you can see, you know, people come here and, you know, saying things like that. But the most important thing is to educate humanity at this time that this teaching indeed is from God, create faith in a lot of people. So little by little, when we reach the point to create the communities of light, it's just going to pop up all over the place with the support of the communities and other people in the world, because they recognize and realize indeed it is good. Therefore, they will be supporting it, and we can create communities of light much easier. Okay, I hope that answered your question. And Mon Pere is asking, is Maitreya a prophet? You can go to our website to see the prophecies are fulfilled. The word of God indeed has come, as it been prophesied and promised to come. If God promises a revelation come through a person, when that revelation comes through that person, that is the Spirit of God, that is the Holy Ghost revealing this revelation to humanity. That is the Wahy in Arabic. I don't know if you know Arabic or not. Wahy is what came through Prophet Muhammad, and he brought the revelation to his followers. This is indeed revelation. It's the Wahy, and therefore you can say, I am a prophet. Of course, we go a step farther and say Prophet Muhammad also was a Messiah, because the Spirit of God was upon him, and whoever the Spirit of God is upon is a channel or a way for God to come through, and therefore he also was a Messiah. So was Christ, who also was a prophet, and therefore we can see that indeed this is gone much farther than any explanation of this position before it. All right, then. This is again the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room, and we encourage everybody to go to our website and study our teaching in a greater degree and recognize and realize indeed the great teaching of God have come to man. I don't see any other questions. Again, this is, I hope, you know, many of you pretty soon become a light worker, and this weekly gathering inspire you to do the work of God on earth and reach out wherever you are and spread this message and the mission. and create an environment that we can reach out to humanity in a greater degree. Of course, whatever God gave me in the last 22 years, we used it very efficiently, and that is why in this time we have done a great job that no other prophet really have been able to do, because God is with us, and God indeed is very particular and protective of this revelation at this time. Go ahead, Adele.
For some time now, and I have doubt in my mind that I can do it. But my question is, if one doesn't make it, can one go back as a supporter only to the mission, or are there some other consequences as well?
Well, the consequences is between you and God. You know, it is not really a cult that we have created, or that we are going to tell you if you leave, you know, your life is just terrible, just like a lot of Muslims, they think the moment you leave Islam, you know, it can kill you or something. It's nothing like that at all. But the whole, what we are asking, do not commit yourself to initiation unless you are 100%, you're not going to back off of your decision. It's a decision has to be 100% sure that you want to do it, you have understood the teaching, you have realized and recognized that indeed it is from God, it is the seventh angel, this is the last revelation of God. There is nothing like it on human history for the last 12,000 years. It is the opening of the revelation of the seven seals. Indeed, God is behind it, and you have no choice. Actually, all those who want to go have no choice but dedicate themselves to this cause 100%, and this is the first thing in the life and for human existence. If you recognize and realize that, I don't see how you can ever fail or back off and say, I'm not going to do it, unless you haven't been sure in the very beginning. So that was your asking. Make sure, make absolutely clear to yourself that you will be dedicated. Of course, it will have a spiritual consequences, because, you know, God is not really joking, or it's not something that should be taken lightly. When God said, I will send this revelation, that is going to be my last revelation, that is going to be the beginning of the end of the last era, and a person comes and just get initiated because of the sake of knowing what the word is, which really is not going to be revealed to them until they really show they are dedicated completely to the mission. And if they didn't recognize that indeed this is the last revelation, and that the dedication should be 100%, then they should not be doing it, because you are really pledging your pledge to God, you know, and you are receiving the name of God through this revelation, which will not be revealed to anybody unless they are dedicated to this cause and his word, and you have to become a 100% worker for God. So God become number one in your life, and you are willing to listen and learn and progress. And if you don't, of course, you know, you become lukewarm, and of course God said, I will spew you out of my mouth if you are lukewarm clearly. So it is very, very important decision. It is something you have to really meditate on at very deeply, and being able to dedicate yourself completely to these understandings. Of course, if you don't believe this is the last revelation, if you don't believe this is the truth that God revealed to humanity at the end time, then, you know, you should not do it. You should just, that is why there is no hard feeling if I say, do you want to initiate, and you say no, that's fine, that's okay. You know, you can just take your time and meditate on it until you really, really believe you can do it. I hope that answered your question. But of course, that is the name of God. That is the word, holy word that has been revealed to you. And those who do feel they help the mission, but they do not dedicate themselves completely to the mission, then after initiation, I leave them to God. If they are not completely dedicated, you know, I just pray for them that their soul is going to be okay, because that is not something you should take it lightly. And when you become you are initiated, you have to really be dedicated and stay with it for the rest of this lifetime and the lifetimes to come. And actually, I used to give the initiation very easily to anybody who walked to the mission, because I believe anybody who comes to the mission is an elect. But some people prove themselves not to be elect, and therefore more and more revealing of the word is been restricted to people they are absolutely dedicated. And those who of course received it, none of them received the whole word. Even those who received the whole word, if they do not follow their dedication, they will lose it. They will not hear. If you hear the word of God and the name of God, and still you fall, you don't really hear it. It's impossible to fall back. Therefore, again, think very deeply about this, and you don't have really to be initiated. Initiation means you really dedicated to this mission 100%. You can love the mission, you can help the mission, you can reach out for the mission, and you can support the mission in any way you can. The Hari Om Shri Hang mantra is a powerful mantra which can help you a lot. Maybe next life, maybe a life, couple of life from now, they are ready to receive the name of God, but not at this time. So that initiation means we have to create a rapport with each other. We have to be able to work with one another. It doesn't mean if you get initiated, I'm gonna abuse or misuse my power or ability to work with you. It means we are brothers, and we have to create the ability to create a working relationship. And of course, I will try to guide you in a spiritual path in a greater degree, because I believe whatever I say for you is the word of God, and therefore you are gonna be able to listen to it much easier than a person who's not initiated, and they still have their own ego or separation from me, and therefore I just help them as much as they can handle, not much more. I hope that answered your question, Adel. Again, don't take your time, don't rush into it. But if you have any question, just send me an email as initiation, or maitreya@maitreya.org, and I will, look at your, questions, and I will help you out in this aspect. It's for everybody. Everybody who needs help, just send us help@maitreya.org or questions, and all those things have a email set up for them, which are directed to be answered correctly. Any other questions in the room? Okay, then I leave all of you to God again, and meditate and go to website and reach out to humanity, spread the mission, be a contact, be a channel for God to let them know indeed the last revelation of God is here, and they are called to come together and become one with each other and create the kingdom of God on earth, and peace and unity. Salam, everybody.